NYRA CEO Chris Kay presented good news to the organization's board of directors on Wednesday afternoon, the first meeting after the close of the Saratoga meet on Labor Day. After a racing season consumed by American Faro fever, Kay reported attendance and wagering were up.
As NYRA has placed a premium on improving the quality of our racing product, we believe the fans and our horsemen both responded in tremendous fashion at Saratoga this season. While most tracks in North America are reducing racing days and struggle to retain the status quo, the final numbers at Saratoga show a 14.1% increase in total handle on the NYRA product, excluding exports.
In addition to wagering, food and drink sales are also up. Kay said fans responded well to the new picnic table reservation system introduced in 2015. More than 2,200 picnic tables were reserved at the racetrack's new sports bar, and more than 2,800 were reserved in the backyard.
The reserved picnic table program was also popular with people who lived outside of the Saratoga area, who made a point to come to the spa and spend several days. Not only were they able to reserve their hotel rooms in advance, but now they are able to reserve a picnic table as well.
New data collected by NYRA revealed that only 40% of attendees came from the surrounding capital region. Senior Vice President Lynn LaRocca said a large portion of the 60% who traveled to New York took their time in Saratoga.
38% of them spend 9 days and 8 nights in Saratoga. They travel far and they stay long when they come to visit us. This data is going to help us as we establish and improve our partnerships with local businesses.
LaRocca said fan feedback would also help the organization improve perks for season pass holders. While NYRA attributed much of the success of this year's meet to fine weather and investments paying off at the track, Kay could not go without mentioning the excitement brought on by American Faro's Triple Crown win and second in the Traverse Stakes. Kay said Faro's arrival in the capital region mirrored that of a presidential visit.
Later that week was a moment that I, or anyone who was there, will never forget. On a crisp, clear Friday morning at the spa, more than 15,000 fans arrived to cheer on American Faro as he worked out for the Travers. I would like to again offer our sincere thanks to Ahmed Zayat and his family, as well as Bob Baffert and his family, for making the decision to bring the Triple Crown winner to Saratoga.
Kay called trainer Bob Baffer and owner Ahmed Zayat's decision to bring the champion thoroughbred to the spa a great display of sportsmanship. In the end, Faro was defeated by Keen Ice in the Midsummer Derby. At the close of his remarks, standing in for Chief Financial Officer Suzanne Stover, Kay said NYRA was on track to turn a profit for the second straight year. Last year, NYRA made its first profit in more than a decade, counting VLT funds.
NYRA's total operating income, including VLT funds, year-to-date was $3.6 million favorable to budget and $4 million higher compared to last year. NYRA remains on track to meet our 2015 budget and achieve an operating profit for the second straight year.
For more details, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.